Here are the latest RTL Today headlines at 3:30. According to a static survey of 4,000 residents, people in Luxembourg go on holiday at least 5 times a year on average. Eurostat data shows that Luxembourg ranks in the bottom 3 EU nations for renewable electricity consumption despite an increase in EU-wide green energy adoption. Employees affected by the planned closure of Indorama Ventures' Steinfurt site will receive retraining support, outplacement services, and additional compensation under a newly signed social plan. At least 17 people were killed today in Russian and Ukrainian long-range strikes, counting just outside Kyiv and hundreds of miles east of Moscow, as both sides intensify strikes with diplomacy in a deadlock. The ECB has unveiled 10 finalist designs for the next series of euro banknotes, inviting the public to help share the currency's future appearance. For more on these stories, all the latest news, and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Looking at the weather now, we have a mixture of sunshine and overcast conditions with temperatures definitely rising now. Currently, we are at 23 degrees and this will go up to 27 late this afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
On to the traffic now. We have a 6-minute delay on the A3 heading towards Dudelange. There's nothing really much more to report other than a 6-minute delay on the A4 between Sessange and Lodelange Sud. And then between the French and Belgian border, we have a 4-minute delay. Speed checks this afternoon in Hivange on Rue de Dalem and in Limpetsburg on the Avenue Victor Hugo. And as always, for all the latest on mobility, traffic, head on over to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Again, starting again, oh, it's starting again, and in the same.
new strokes there with going to Babylon.
Oh my
Tom,
God.
This is your bread and butter.
It's huge news in Tomtown. Whether I like the record or not, reality awaits remains to be seen.
Aww.
It's my pick of the week for next week's new noise on Monday night. And in my little voice clip that I recorded, hey Sam, this is Tom, this is my pick of the week. I went, do I like the album? Eh?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked.
I know. So am I.
I was catching so much flack yesterday for not liking one of the Strokes songs.
Well, you were kind of right.
Stop. Oh, I was right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was anticipating more flack.
No, not really. It's kind of a weird album. Lots of auto-tune going on there. That's one of the few songs that doesn't have auto-tune.
Okay.
Really.
No, I thought this was great. If this is, you know, what we can go by with the album, then I would listen to
it. It's not really, though, because so much of it is auto-tuned. And it's a Rolling Stone magazine called the album fairly bizarre at points.
Oh, no.
I know.
It's just when you call like someone that you've just met, like, oh, they're interesting.
it's exactly that. It's so bad. It sucks.
Well,
it remains to be seen. I'm going to have to give it a proper whirl at some point. I'm not quite there yet. I can't really give it a fair shake.
Mm.
So, once I'm back from holiday next week,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'll come with a 2-minute review or something.
I'd love that.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, next up we have the Futureheads, Hounds of Love.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid.